This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday morning, the Arkansas Supreme Court ruled Washington Regional Medical Center does in fact own the 4 acres where the Fayetteville City Hospital once operated before it closed. That decision, regarding litigation dating back more than 4 years, means a contract to sell the land to the Fayetteville Public Library is closer to becoming an actual sale. The land is where library officials want to expand. Yesterday afternoon, a few hours after the decision was handed down, David Johnson, the executive director of the Blair Library, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. He says the library had been patient throughout the litigation process.
Yet we did have a long arc timeline in mind. We had thought that we were going to give the court system until about April before we started having some conversations about whether we expand growing up on the existing footprint or do we wait going south. So it was, you know, we didn't really publicize that April timeline, but it was there.
So there has been the sort of deal ready to go for some time.
Correct. We've had a signed contract with Washington Regional for $2 million on the property for about 4.5 years.
That's a long time.
It is. And we've been very patient. The community has been abundantly patient in just letting the court system work itself out, let the case work its way through the various layers. We would all have loved to be walking into a brand new building already, but it's going to happen at the time that the community's ready for it.
So the Supreme Court decision comes along. You have the signed contract. Can you actually file the contract and give the money, or do you have to wait to see if there's an appeal to the Eighth Circuit?
So there is about a 18-day waiting period where anyone can ask for a rehearing. So we have 18 days from now, at which time we think that we'll be able to move forward with executing the contract with Washington Regional.
You'd rather build south than up because that's less intrusive?
Yeah. You know, one of the concerns I've always had was that if we did have to develop on the existing footprint, it would be a disruption of services. You lose so much momentum in the community. And by doing it to the south, we can build the additional 80,000 square feet southward. Then we'll decant into that space while we remodel the Blair buildings. Remember, the 80,000 square feet is a $35 million project. Remodeling, and that's phase one. Remodeling Blair is phase two, and that's about a $15 million project for a total of 50.
Not to diminish the Supreme Court decision that was handed down on Thursday, but you're not done yet.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some money to be raised, right?
Yeah, so the community stepped up and said, we'll pay half for half. They agreed to the 1.2 mil bond issue. And so, yes, we've definitely got to step out and raise the remaining 24, 25 million. And, you know, we think our trust bucket is full. Our goal is to give this community the biggest return on their invested tax dollar. And, you know, we're going to have work hard for that money. We're not going to settle short.
Is it easier now to see that expansion than it was 24 or 48 hours ago?
No, I wasn't in total denial, but I will confess to I had a dream last night for the first time that the word came down, the Supreme Court affirmed it.
Wait a second. You had a dream the night before the decision?
I did. And the funny thing is for the past 2 weeks, I have, in fact, I was in a meeting in Charleston 2 weeks ago, and I wrote down on a piece of paper when I knew it wasn't going to happen that week. It was at 2:40 Eastern time. I just had a feeling it's not happening this week. And I made a note to myself. Last week, I just felt like it's not going to happen. Last night, for the first time, I had a dream. It was affirmed.
David Johnson is the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library. Yesterday, the Arkansas Supreme Court released its decision that the 4 acres adjacent to the library are owned by Washington Regional Medical Center and can be sold to the library, a decision regarding litigation that is more than 4 years old. Our conversation was recorded yesterday, a few hours after the Supreme Court decision was announced. This is Ozarks at Large.